What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil. Today, we're talking about submission and what it looks like, why it's hard for women to submit, and everything to do with submission. So, this is a message for men and women. Men, you'll discover what actual submission looks like as opposed to fake submission, all right? And then women, you'll learn what to do with a man you don't want to submit to. So this whole topic is going to be about submission, and this will be eye-opening for a lot of people. So let's get right into the Word of God. The Word of God commands women to submit to their husbands. So we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. It says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." All right. So there's the command right there. Another passage here is in 1 Peter 3:1-6. It says, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands." So subjection is similar to submission. It's a different word being used here, but you see the word sub, it all means below or lower than, subway, submarine, everything is meaning low, okay? We already know that, though. Goes on to say, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and the wearing of gold, or of putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement." All right, so there you have it again, subjection. Wives need to be in subjection to their own husbands. It talks about having a meek and quiet spirit. We see an example of Sarah calling her husband Lord, things like that. So we're going to talk all about that, but that's what the Bible says, okay? So what is submission? What does it mean? All right, you know, what does subjection mean? Well, if you go into the concordance, you look up the definition of it, you see it means to arrange under, to subordinate, to subject, put in subjection, to subject oneself, obey, to submit to one's control, to yield to one's admonition or advice, to obey, be subject, right? So it's kind of repeating itself throughout there. But I think the King James Dictionary gives an even better definition of it. And what I get from it is, this is what it says here. It says, "To surrender, to yield one's person to the power of another, to give up resistance." It says here, "To yield one's opinion to the opinion of or authority of another." And the second definition here is to yield without murmuring. Now, murmuring is a continuous murmur. It's uttering complaints in a low voice, grumbling. We kind of know what murmuring is, but it's complaining, basically. So what I got from those definitions is this. Submission is cooperation without resistance, arguing, and complaining. It's simply doing what you're told and not giving back talk and all this kind of stuff. That's basically what submission is. And some key words here is to give up resistance. Another, it says here to yield one's opinion to the opinion or authority of another. So the husband is the authority, or if God is the authority, you are yielding your opinion to their opinion, okay? So if your husband has an opinion about something, in some cases, you would yield your opinion to his. And this is an example of this is in the courtroom. It says, "On hearing the opinion of the court, the counsel submitted without further argument." So they stopped. Okay, they heard what they said, and they stopped talking. They stopped arguing. They just submitted, okay? All of this will be in the sermon notes where you look at yourself and do your own personal study. But that is what submission is, all right? Cooperation without resistance, arguing, or complaining. And that's what God calls wives to be to their husbands. You know, just cooperate with them without resistance, without arguing, without complaining. No back talk. No, but why I got to do this, or I'd rather do it my way, or obeying him, but doing it with this kind of a bad attitude and murmuring under your breath, or having a bad facial expression, stuff like that. That's not submission. Even though the wife may have obeyed and done what the man said, she did it with a lack of submission. It was done out of usually obligation, or I know I got to do this because I, you know, religion says so and Christ and the Bible says so, but I really don't want to. And she's expressing that she don't want to, but she's doing it anyway. That's not submission. That's obedience with a bunch of complaining and some other stuff. Okay, so men, don't think that just because a woman is doing something for you, that is submission. All right. It comes with cooperation. It means it being cooperative. It means that it's without resistance. Okay, you're asking your wife to do something and there's a lot of resistance. I also see here just yielding your opinion. Some cases, like I said, a lot of women are very opinionated today. They got something to say, you know, and it's like, ain't nobody asked you for that. Just be quiet, go with the flow, go with what your husband is saying, follow him. You know, it's not about what you think and all this kind of stuff. You're part of the family, you're here to help and to aid and cooperate and flow with him, okay? So, and when I go back into the scriptures of 1 Peter 3:1-6, it talks about being in subjection to your husbands and having that meek and quiet spirit, which God said is a great price. And so submission, I can see also just a woman being quiet, not just voicing her opinion about everything every time she gets the chance, right? So I think we have a decent understanding of that. But why should you submit? So there's some good reasons for it, and let me just go over those. Number one, marriage is a dominant and a submission relationship. So between men and women, that's how God set it up. The man dominates, the woman submits. That's just part of how it works. All right? A family runs smoothly with one head. When you have a woman who does not want to submit and she's constantly throwing up her opinion, being argumentative, complaining, trying to take the wheel, you basically got two heads in the household at that point, and that's not good, all right? Number three here is it's a wife's duty to serve her husband and cooperate. Once again, why was marriage created? Why was woman created? To aid the man. That's simply her sole reason on this earth, okay? Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 says, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a helpmate suitable for him, et cetera, et cetera. You know the rest. He formed a woman out of his rib, presented to him, and the rest is history. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 through 9, it talks about the woman was made for the man. The man was not made for the woman. This is why women are here. So she has to be submissive. That's part of her job, and that's part of her creation role, okay? So the opposite of all the above derails the family. If a woman is not being submissive and she wants to dominate the household, if she's not allowing the family to run smoothly and follow the lead of the man, she's not serving her husband and cooperating, this just derails the family. It derails the man's mission. Okay, so women have to be submissive. This is their role. This is what she's supposed to do. You can't have two heads going on in the household. It's just going to create tension and problems. And that's why people get divorced and why people can't stay together and why there's so much drama and nobody's happy and everybody's miserable. Because women are outside of their role when it comes to submission, all right? Another reason is that, as we just read in 1 Peter, a submissive wife can lead her husband, her wayward husband, back to Christ. Or if he never was born again, she can lead him to be born again by her behavior. You know, we just read that. Let me read it again. It says, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, so he's not obedient to the word. Let's say he is a Christian or he's not a Christian or follower of God or whatever you want to call him. He's out of pocket with God. Just say that. He says, be in subjection to your own husbands. If any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won. He can be won by the conversation of the wives. All right. And the conversation, look, that word is more about not only how she talks, but her behavior and treatment, of course, and being submissive. So you can actually save a man that's not born again or a man who has lost his way with God by your submissive behavior, by your cooperation and good treatment of him. So this is why you need to be submissive. This is part of God's plan. If you just follow it, you'll be fine. And of course, once again, Christ is submitted to his Father. All right. And men are submitted to Christ. And then women or wives are submitted to their husbands. It's an order that can't be broken. If you break it, you're gonna cause all kind of problems. So here's a question that I've had women ask me, and they didn't ask me this. They really just assumed that I was saying this. They say, "You saying that women should submit to every man?" I never said that. So the question is, should women submit to any man? The answer is no. All right, you don't just cooperate and do whatever some man tell you to do. But she must primarily submit to her husband. That is what the scriptures say. It says, wives, women who are married, submit to your husbands. It didn't say random dudes on the street, you know, anybody around. It doesn't say that. However, in scripture, it talks about pastors and different people in ministry that you agree with and follow and cooperate with. So there's submission in other areas, but primarily your submission is to your husband. All right. And we just describe what submission is from the dictionary. But I will say this, that women, you must respect all men. So just because you don't have to submit to all men doesn't mean you don't have to respect them. And so a lot of women will say, "Well, I don't have to respect no man." They kind of mix submission and respect together, and it's not the same thing. Respect is valuing a man and treating him accordingly. He's made in the image of God, so you ought to respect him. The scriptures say this and command this in 1 Peter 2, Verses 17 in New Living Translation. It says, "Respect everyone and love the family of believers." All right. So everybody's supposed to be respecting everybody. Okay. Obviously, people don't do that in this world. Everybody has an excuse for it. They say stuff like respect is earned and all this other foolishness. But the Bible don't teach that. You must respect people and women specifically. You need to respect men. Okay. We live in a gynocentric society that teaches you that you are above men. You don't have to respect them. You don't have to value them that much. They're below you. And unfortunately, that's deception. That's a lie. And if you follow that, you in sin, basically. And any man who does not respect his wife, we talked about how to love your wife according like Christ loved the church. And one of the first things on the list was what? Value your wife. Respect your wife. OK, so there must be respect. All right. So even though you're not submitting to this man, respect the man. Don't treat him like a dog. Don't be like every other woman. Or most women in society today under this gynocentric culture that does not look at men with respect. Okay? Don't be that way, because you're in sin when you do that. These men are made in the image of God. All right? And when you do that, you're disrespecting God. At least show basic respect for the man. Acknowledge him. Speak to him if you can. But don't be a person like what is being taught in this gynocentric culture right now, is to be misandrous, disrespectful, angry. Don't get involved in that, because you're sinning against God. Okay, you're going right against the commandments of Scripture. All right, so now that we got that out of the way, why is it hard to submit? Ladies, why is it so hard to submit? So you got two reasons why here. The first one here has to do with him, and the second has to do with you. So the first thing is here. Women will find it harder to submit to a man if he is not masculine. If a man that doesn't lead, but he defers to his wife often, if he doesn't appear to be strong or have a grip on the situation or his home, or when a man is showing a lot of that weakness and just, "No, I don't know what to do," and all that kind of stuff makes it hard for a woman to submit. If he's not being dominant, of course, this is what a man's supposed to be. The Bible says to rule over your wife. And so if a man's not being a man, that's part of being a man. That's hard for a woman to submit to that, because it's like, well, he's not being dominant. So when a woman does not feel secure or safe, you know, like I said, he doesn't have control of the situation, it's difficult for a woman to submit to that. Okay. So that makes it hard. And so this is the case with a lot of men in the world today. Now, the second reason why it's very hard to submit, ladies, is that of your own pride in the curse of Eve. We talked about the curse of Eve and the duty of all men. We had a whole sermon about that. Women already have this thing in them that they shouldn't submit. That they want to be like the man. They want the position of the man. They want control and power of the man. And they don't want to submit to him. So that's just an inert, natural thing that's in you that you have to fight against. It's a dysfunction that came from eating the fruit all the way back in the Garden of Eden. Okay. And that same issue is in every woman that's born. She has that desire deep down. But of course, if a man is masculine, if he's dominant, that's usually suppressed because he's being dominant. And so she can't really rise up and do anything unless she's just extremely dysfunctional and just does not want to submit. But for most women, they want to submit. That's part of their thing. But also they have that nature, that dual nature, that curse of Eve that still wants to run the show. So along with that curse and a woman's own pride, which comes from the fall of mankind, is the deception from the gynocentric culture that teaches her that she's God, that she should be the one that he should submit to. He should be submitting to her. He should be doing what she tells him to do. So you got gynocentric culture feeding or supporting that curse in a woman. And so she feels like, nah, I don't need to do that. You know, and there's so many movies supporting this, there's books, there's constant media and propaganda teaching women that they don't have to submit, that they should make the man submit to them. And of course, the men are being programmed to submit, to follow the woman, to worship the woman. And so this is why it's hard when you hear scripture that tells you to submit. And then you like, I've been raised to run the show. I've been raised to have my hands on the wheel. Okay. So you have to reject these lies from Satan and from the culture. Ladies, you're not God. You don't run the show. You are a subordinate. You were created to be a subordinate to help the man in the earth. That's it. That's what you're here for. Okay. But culture has lied to you and told you just something else. You're extra. You're special. You're beyond the man. You know, you're equal to the man. No, you're subordinate. You're here to help him. Okay. Now, are you valued? Yes, you are valued. We talked about that in the last sermon about loving the wife like Christ loved the church. Christ values both men and women. All right. But they have different roles and you have to fit in them in order to have a successful relationship. All right. So that's why it's so hard to submit. Sometimes a man is not masculine. Most men have not been raised to be masculine in a gynocentric culture. They teach men to be feminine. They teach men to follow women. Women already pick up on that and say, I don't like this guy. Something about him I don't like. I don't feel like submitting to him. Something about him is just weak. That's the problem. And, of course, it's the pride and the curse of Eve that's at work in all women. So two things are working against women when it comes to submission. But this is why it's so hard. So the question here then is should a wife submit to a weak husband? She's determined that her husband is weak. And of course, this is the first thing that women gonna jump on. It's my husband's problem, you know. But you also have that other side that's the problem as well. Both of those are working, all right? But just say your husband is weak. Well, should you submit to a weak husband? Well, you can do whatever you want. You're free to leave that man and get somebody else. I mean, you can do whatever you want, okay? You're not going to obey God by doing that because the scriptures talk about that being adultery and stuff like that, but you're free to do whatever you want. But the Bible gives no exceptions for a wife's submission to a husband. It doesn't say, well, if your husband is weak, you ain't got to follow him. You ain't got to submit to him. It don't say that in scripture, okay? So it's your job to do that anyway, all right? And that's unfortunate because you feel like this guy is not worthy of my submission, all that foolishness. Look, he's a man made in the image of God. That's his position as a dominant, even if he's not operating in that, and your position is a sub. So you want to please God, you need to follow the scripture, despite how your husband is. So how do you get your husband to be more dominant? Here's how you do it. First of all, you need to recognize the plot of the enemy on both sexes, all right? The enemy did that to your husband. Same reason why you seem to be someone masculine and want to dominate the household, okay? Culture teaches him to be feminine, to defer to women, to follow him. This is what culture teaches him, okay? He grew up trying to be a good man and followed what he thinks is right, and so he became that way. So first recognize that. It's no excuse for it, it is an excuse, but that's the first reason why. Recognize that. Don't just look at dudes that you see out here that don't act masculine and say, man, this guy was just a mess. You know, they just busted. That was done to them. Just like women are hyper masculine. And men, you got to look at them and say, that was done to them. All right. However, they have a nature that still supports that. But like I said, if both men and women were in their roles, we wouldn't have this stuff going on. All right. But culture is teaching men to defer to women, and culture is teaching women to dominate and lead the households, all right? So first understand that there's an enemy behind this mess, all right? The husband don't necessarily want to be that way. He thinks that that's the way he should be because culture taught him to be that way. He's trying his best to be a good person. His mother told him that. Okay? Be nice to women and treat them this way, you know, defer to them. That's where he got that from his mom. He got that from romance movies. He got that from television, action movies, all of that stuff. He's been programmed, all right? Here's what you need to do in order to get your husband more dominant. You need to let go of the wheel. That means y'all might roll into a ditch. Okay? If you've been taking up for your husband, taking his role because he's not doing what he's supposed to do, just stop doing anything. Become the wife that is submissive and subordinate. A subordinate is not taking the wheel. So a subordinate is not taking the wheel and trying to, well, the family's going to fall off a cliff if I don't. No, that's his fault. You just speak to him and say, look, I'm learning about some submission and dominance things, and I'm supposed to be this in this space, and you're supposed to be in that space. So I'm going to start not putting my hands on things and trying to control stuff, okay? Because I'm trying my best in the spirit of God to be a righteous woman of God. And I hope that you, as a man, be more dominant and masculine and do what you need to do in order to be that way in Christ, okay? And stop taking on so many responsibilities. It's already stressing you out anyway. Step back. Get your hands off the wheel, okay? He's not responsible. He doesn't pay certain bills and the lights go off. Let the lights go off then. I heard a pastor tell a woman that before. Then he'll realize, like, man, okay, I need to really step up. You know, a lot of men, it's already in them to step up. It's just that it's been suppressed by society. And it's suppressed by a wife that just goes and takes the role. She just moves into the position and starts doing what he's supposed to do. You got to step out of that and leave that vacancy for him. If the home fails, let it fail. It's on him. He say, look, I've already told you what I'm about to do. I'm going to step out of this role. I'm not going to be trying to run the house anymore. I'm going to back up. If he's a righteous man, he's going to step up and be more dominant. It's just where it's going to be. It's already in him. Okay. Like I said, that's been suppressed by society and suppressed by masculine wives who just take the wheel because the husband ain't doing nothing. Or this is the way it's been for her. That's all she's seen was weak men. And so that's what's going to happen. So all you got to do is let go of the wheel. All right. Become softer and vulnerable. Just stop being so hard. Become more feminine. Men respond to feminine and vulnerable women. They want to help them. They want to take charge. Their chests get bigger. They step up. That's a man responding to femininity. Okay, femininity is attractive and makes a man more masculine. It actually feeds his masculinity. A woman who is less feminine and more masculine kind of devalues a man's masculinity, where he don't want to do something because she's being like a man. So it's unattractive and it's off-putting, and he kind of recoils a little bit. All right. Be more feminine, vulnerable, and softer. All right. That's how you get your man to be more dominant. Pray for him, of course. Leave that vacancy. He'll take it up if he's a righteous man. All right. So now you may have the question then, well, how I struggle with submission. All right. So we dealt with your husband being not dominant enough. Now let's deal with your own submission. You struggle with submission. How do you change? First thing you need to do is review why God set it up. We just talked about that. You know, here's all the benefits of submission. All right. Reject the lies of the enemy. All right. So if you're consuming content that supports women in leadership, dominant women, movies and content that support all this food, just cut that stuff off. Okay. Reject those lies and openly verbalize and just say that's wrong. That ain't how it's supposed to be set up. That ain't what women's supposed to be doing. Okay. The next thing is to humble yourself. Okay. This is a pride issue. And this is something that God ain't gonna really do for you. You have to say, I got to humble myself. Just humble yourself. Sometimes you may have to go on a prayer and fasting thing. If you're a very, very masculine, dominant female in your household and you really want to change, you're gonna have to go on a fast. You got a spirit in you, basically. And if you fast and pray, you can get rid of that spirit. That's the first step. All right. But you first is just acknowledging, look, I'm wrong. Okay, I'm not submissive. I try to take the wheel. I'm taking the wheel. I'm actually driving. He's in the passenger seat. He might even be in the passenger. He might be in the back seat somewhere. He might be in the trunk in some family. So you got to repent from all that. Humble yourself, pray and fast if you feel like it's so strong on you, because it usually is a spirit that's in you, the spirit of Jezebel. If you are a single woman and you already know you don't like submitting, then don't get married until you're ready to submit. learn these principles, learn to respect men, single men, just, you know, learn to be submissive and feminine, and you'll see a change, and then you can get married. But until you master that, ain't no sense of getting married, because all you're going to do is bring drama to your husband. Once again, let go of the wheel. Let go of the wheel. Okay, if you're in a marital relationship, let go of the wheel. And then, of course, embrace femininity. Femininity and submission art go hand in hand. And once you begin to do that, like I said, you can study this stuff. Go online. There are small YouTube channels. You got to find this stuff, because it's not out there on the forefront. But if you start to consume content about femininity, women being feminine, very feminine and vulnerable and submissive, start consuming stuff like that instead of this content about women empowerment and leadership and all this foolishness. All right. So that's how you overcome your struggle with submission. Now, for men, you may be asking the question, well, my wife won't submit. I am masculine. You know, what do I do? All right. So make sure you are being masculine and dominant. All right. She's not going to deal with some dude that's, like I said, that's acting like a girl. So lay the law and make sure that there's punishments for lack of submission. If the broad is acting funny and not doing what she's supposed to do, there should be a punishment for that. Withdraw your attention. We talked about that in the past, about ruling your wife and certain things you can do. And like I said, you got to train them up. That's what the scriptures say. One of the definitions of rule is to set straight, okay? And your wife is not going to automatically be a certain way. You got to train her a certain way. So given that she has the curse of Eve in her and she lives in a culture that's telling her to be masculine and all that stuff, you got to have a discussion about that. Like, we don't follow that, okay? That's not what we're going to be doing in this family, all right? I'm the head. I'm the lead. That's it. And you show by your example. You don't have to keep yelling it. I'm the leader. You don't just show by your action, okay? If she's just not submissive, I'm just going to start seeking another wife. Okay? God supports polygyny. Start seeking another wife. Give your attention to a submissive woman that's actually going to support you and follow you and cooperate. All right? There's no need to put all your energy into some woman who is just being uncooperative. All right? Some women have been given over to the spirit of feminism. All right? And they're not going to let up. I'm not submitting, blah, 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 you know. And usually these women will divorce you because they want to feel like they have the power in the relationship. And so they're the ones who file the paperwork. And if they want to do that, let them do it. It's better for you to be single for a time and or get married later on to another woman than to put up with that, because that's not helpful to you. You're not on this earth to be hindered and usually abused in some cases by women like that. You don't need that. So let her divorce you. Deal with that. And a lot of people say, well, no, what about the finances and all that stuff, the kids? Look. You're a man, and you're not supposed to be on this earth for that. You cannot let that happen to you. You're devaluing yourself if you allow a woman to do that to you, okay? That's not the way God wants you to live. He wants you to live in peace. He's called you to peace, as we've seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. All right, so he would rather you be alone and in peace or with a new wife in peace than to put up with a woman who is not giving you peace because you want to keep the finances and the kids together. Okay, you can still get access to them. You got to work that thing out. And unfortunately, the system is set up to defer to the women when it comes to the children and the finances and everything like that. But your soul is what's most important. All right. You don't want to be constantly getting hit by this woman. And it's really the devil in her. The spirit's in her that's designed to tear you down. Okay. So you don't want to put up with that. So that's what you do when a woman says, I'm not submitting. I ain't changing. Okay. Well, you know, start seeking another wife. Start withdrawing your attention. Now, some women will change. They realize you're more dominant. You're running the show. You're laying down the law. You're not backing down. Eventually, they'll just say, okay, I mean, let me go ahead and submit. Because it's in them to submit. You got to understand it. It's still in them to submit. But for some women, they're just not going to do it. And that's what happens. They're either going to divorce you or you can just find another wife. Okay? Start dealing with her. And then, of course, as a man, if you're not married, make sure you understand dominance and masculinity. Okay? Like I said, if you need resources, you can contact me. I've been following a lot of resources for the past year or so, trying to be the best man I can be, learning about dominance, because we weren't taught this, okay? We were taught to be, to defer to women, to follow women, and all this stuff, and so a lot of us are not fully men because of this. So I've been following a lot of information and consuming that information and learning to be dominant, and if you contact me, you can get access to some of that content. But if you're not there 100% masculine and dominant, you don't understand these principles, don't get married until you do. Don't even pursue women until you do. because you're going to have a problem where she's going to be looking at you funny. Like, if you started off right, like I said, if you start off dominant, you can, you're pretty much going to have a successful relationship to some extent, okay? So, finally, there are symbols of submission out there. So, I've seen this in different Hebrew religious sects and, you know, women wearing head coverings, and this represents submission and all that stuff. I don't agree with any of that. A woman can wear that if she wants to, if that's what her husband wants her to do. But I know there are women who wear the head covering that are not submissive. They are manipulative, controlling, and domineering, and they run their household, even though they got a little head covering on. So I don't care about coverings and clothes and different clothes of that nature. This can be allowed if that's what you want. If you think your wife should wear a head covering, that's fine. It's not a commandment. The bottom line is, it's about your actions, okay? We talked about what submission was, and basically it boils down to cooperation without resistance, argument, or complaining. A woman with a meek and quiet spirit who just goes with the flow, who's not causing all, throwing a wrench into the operation of the family or what the plans of the man is. She's just going with the flow, all right? So that's what submission is. That's what it's all about. I hope I covered everything. If you got any questions, you can also email me, or if the comment section is open, because I have to close it often because people go in there and start saying a lot of crazy stuff. If it's open, you can leave a comment about submission, stay on topic, or you can email me further. All right. Until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.